Oppression, cruelty, bloodshed, and tears dominated the 20th century. Cruel despots and dictators were always the originators of all these sufferings and catastrophes. Stalin, Lenin, Mao, Hitler, Mussolini, Franco. These people have gone down in history not only because of their twisted ideologies, but also because of other traits they had in common. Because of their unrestrained arrogance and excess. Every one of these people was a living example of how pride can lead to violence and rage. Every one of them harbored an ideology that encouraged feelings of hatred and contempt for the weak and admiration for the strong. Pride became a part of their souls. One of them was the Nazi German dictator, Adolf Hitler. Hitler depicted himself as a popular hero. He ordered giant posters of himself to be put up all over the country. The aim of these posters was to give the masses the impression that Hitler was watching them at every moment. Hitler's arrogance led him to irrational superstition. He believed in the superiority of the Aryan race. His sole object was to separate the supposedly inferior races from the allegedly superior Aryan race. And in the light of this perverted aim, he had no hesitation over ruthlessly slaughtering those he regarded as inferior races. Nourished by pride, Hitler's feelings of hatred led to the deaths of millions all over the world and to the crippling of many more. The communist dictator Stalin was another example of arrogance. All those close to Stalin would line up to make speeches describing what a genius he supposedly was. Because survival around Stalin meant telling lies and praising him to the heavens. Stalin eliminated many talented individuals from within the state, fearing that they would become his rivals. Stalin would be applauded for minutes at a time at Communist Party meetings. The reason for this was that everyone there was afraid to draw attention to themselves by being the first to stop clapping. Because Stalin had killed a number of delegates who had failed to display the requisite level of enthusiasm. In a similar way in Italy, Mussolini portrayed himself as a superior individual with special abilities, specially chosen, and with a special task to perform. Mussolini's official propaganda service told the press when which photograph was to be published, on which page, in which order, and in what size. Mussolini was always described in these publications as someone who always took the best course of action. Newspapers were adorned with pictures of Mussolini flying planes, swimming, or skiing in the Alps. As a result of this image of perfection ascribed to Mussolini, even his old friends stood to attention when they saw him. Mussolini was thus able to satisfy his egotism at the highest levels. Rather than permitting his old friends to sit down in his presence, he would keep them standing for hours. The proud have existed at all times and have shown themselves on the stage of history. However, these people's reward for their failure to reflect on God and the Day of Judgment will be endless suffering in the hereafter. Their situation is revealed thus in the Quran. That is because you exulted on the earth, without any right to do so, and strutted about. Enter the gates of hell, remaining in it timelessly, forever. How evil is the abode of the arrogant!